and welcome or welcome back to the Let's Get Personal podcast, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's episode, we are going to be going over just life and how just coming to this realization. I come to this realization like every once in a while, or like I'll see inspirational shit or whatnot and be like, oh yeah, we only literally have one fucking life to live. So I shouldn't be sitting around not doing things that make me happy and whatnot. Yeah. And I guess just a quick little update on my life, whatever. Right now, if you guys follow me on Instagram or know, I'm currently pregnant. So I'm 23 weeks. So that's the mark of 6 months. So yeah, like my life is going through some changes right now, or getting ready for changes. Obviously, because I am pregnant, I get hit with the most changes versus my boyfriend. but yeah, just like preparing for to have a fucking kid and literally preparing to take care of a human being. And just all the shit that goes into that, like, I mean, me being me and just, I wouldn't say overthinking. I just, you know, you're literally, I mean, me being a human myself, like, you're literally conditioning this person from 0 to 7 or, 0 to 14, basically, is, like, they're being, where they absorb the most information, where dealing with like their values and self-worth and whatnot, which is like kind of like what the fuck, like I'm gonna be impacting, I would say your parents in general have the most impact on how you see yourself and the values you set and self-worth and values, morals, all of that. So just the fact that like, it's just, like, a weird perspective to have on it. I mean, it's a good perspective to have on it, because a lot of people don't realize the fucking impact that they have on kids. Like, they literally absorb everything. Like, you might not think that they know what's going on or whatever, but, like, their subconscious mind attaches onto it, which leads to either good things or bad things in their future. So, just kind of working on reprogramming my own subconscious mind, and like being like, okay, wait, I'm dealing with past trauma and just limited beliefs from when I was a kid, or just like trauma could be used as like things that negatively affected you as a kid or whatever, even as an adult, but most of our values we learn as a kid. So it's like me pushing those boundaries, or just like coming to terms with it and doing the work to reprogram my brain. And then I'm like, oh wait, I'm going to be raising a fucking human being. Like, the responsibility that you have, you know, you're going to be setting up this kid for pretty much either for failure or succeed? I don't know. For failure or to succeed in life. So I think it's a good, you know, the universe always has a plan. So I'm very grateful that I'm doing all this self-worth and burning down my limiting beliefs and reprogramming my fucking subconscious mind to better my life, and also to give this kid, okay, like, obviously my kid, like, fuck, it still really hasn't hit me that I'm carrying a human inside me, and I'm gonna be giving birth to a human and taking care of a human that relies on me. It's pretty interesting experience, but I won't get too much into that. I just wanted to, I guess, mention that just because, just yeah, like, life. Like, what the fuck? Like, we're on... What, like, the chances... Gary Vee talks about this. Like, the chances of you being born are, like, one in a trillion billion type of thing. And whether you're spiritual or what, believe in the universe, but, like, whatever you believe in, like, I... Like, a lot of us... not all of... A lot of us, everyone is here... They have a purpose, right? And a lot of us, it gets lost in translation, or, you know, like I said, when we grow, just things that have happened to us have might have blocked that universal energy, or your inner child, whatever the fuck you want to call it, has blocked that. So you don't ever get to live out your life purpose, and then you just live a miserable fucking life and die. It's the sad fucking truth. And like, if you're someone like me, maybe, where you have, you know, I'm working through it and I've done a lot of self work, but, you know, a lot of like these inspirational, motivational people are like, you know, work hard, get the work done. Like, yeah, 100%. But I think what a lot of people don't take into consideration with that is that you probably have some limiting beliefs, or you have some internal conflicts that you need to resolve before you can actually push yourself to your full potential and push yourself to live out your purpose, so to speak. Because, I mean, yeah, most people don't have a fucking perfect childhood, or have a perfect, you know, they went through trauma as like a teenager or whatever. You know, I mean, not everyone is living their purpose or doing what they want to do in life. And if it's because there's blocks, that's like the best way to put it. You know, you don't necessarily have to like go through, I guess, a certain trauma, but you have blocks. Like, it could have just been something someone said to you once that fucked you up, you know, or maybe you're not fucked up, you know. Everything you need to pursue in life, or, you know, we need to better ourselves, like, you are whole as a person, point blank, you know. But a lot of us have this, sorry, I just got a message. It's intense, you know, and a lot of people, like, don't feel like they have these blocks, or they just want to be ignorant to it, and, you know, that's fine. But if you personally, this is my personal opinion, and I'm speaking to this because I'm speaking it through experience, because yeah, I'm going through this journey and doing my best to live out my purpose and do what I want to, like, have a fulfilled life where I know I've done everything I can and lived my own version of my best life. And there's so many factors that go into that, whether it be, you know, like discipline, for example. Like, to live, you just have to have discipline. And like, if you're trying to, like, you know, the good model is like losing weight. It's like, okay, you just need to fucking have discipline. Like, literally, it's like easy. I've said this before, where like a lot of shit is like just super fucking easy, I guess. Which I guess contradicts what I said, but easy, where it's like, okay, yeah, the example of, losing weight, like, okay, fucking eat healthy and exercise. you know, it's like we all want to take these like fucking shortcuts, which I'm guilty of fucking doing too, whatever. That's like, no. No, bitch, you fucking need to eat healthy. Like, I see you fucking eating at Taco Bell every other day, or, you know, at night eating a pint of fucking ice cream. Like, you know, deep down inside, the fucking habits that aren't serving you and aren't allowing you to fucking live your best life and achieve what you want to achieve. You know, like for me, one of the hardest things for me, you know, I'll be vulnerable, I guess, and maybe this will help some of you on, moving forward with like doing the influencer stuff with like the YouTube, just being super fucking vulnerable and being my authentic self and not giving a fuck of what, like the judgment of others. Like, that has been super difficult because I know what I want to do, right? Like, I fucking know, like, my purpose. Like, for me recently, I've gotten way deep into the beautiful rabbit hole of, I guess, spirituality within the universe and just, like, the science of the brain and the science of, yeah, like your brain and all. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it. Which ties into like the limiting beliefs and reprogramming your subconscious mind if you've dealt with trauma and whatnot. Yeah, just dealing with that. And coming to terms with what my purpose is of entertainment and like being an artist. I don't know why the fuck I just said it like that. It's because I'm talking too fast. Also just a quick little side note. There is this like spirituality, coach or mentor. Her name's Sahara Rose. If you look her up, she does have like she calls it your dharma, which is your purpose. So I took a quiz and that's what it helps you kind of like understand, like maybe if you're a little bit lost, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I want to do with my life. So she does like a little test questionnaire, that you can do to help discover what you want to achieve and whatnot, or what your purpose is, whatever. Because some of us can be a little bit clouded from like outside influences on that. So yeah, I got like entertainer and artist, which I deep down already knew that, but I was like kind of scared because I fucking hate, I don't fucking hate, I can be like, yeah, I guess there's like a few situations that I've popped up recently as far as me not wanting to put out my comedy stuff or put out my funny stuff. You know, that's the same fucking thing. Okay, hello. Just me not wanting to actually be who I am due to certain things that have happened to me and literally been said to me in the past that have told me, you're too much, like, you know, just really fucked up things, which at the end of the day doesn't reflect what you should be doing. It's just a reflection of insecurities of what other people are doing, and whatnot. You know, and I had an abusive ex who would say, that's a whole nother thing. Just people who you care, or I don't care about him anymore, but you used to care about, or like my family even, you know, I've had part of what is so intense on coming to realizations of this, on finding your purpose or like what your blocks are, is that you literally fucking sit there and these memories will pop up. Because if you're trying to figure out why the fuck am I having this block, like seriously sit down and be like, okay, or maybe you do meditation, and whatnot, which I've been trying to do daily. But it gets intense and you can get depressed, or, you know, you just come to these realizations and it's a tough pill to swallow sometimes on, like, things that maybe you didn't think were traumatic, but you're realizing that's what's blocking you. Things like that. Like, you don't, a lot of people don't understand how influential someone's words could be, even if you don't. And I'm probably guilty of this too. And I, like, universally apologize if I have if I ever made someone feel like shit. Like, I really hope not. Or, you know, just like super mindful of what you say to people, because you don't know how it's going to affect them, I guess. And there's a lot of times where things that have happened to me were probably to inflict some type of pain and trauma, because they don't like your, for example, like, I know a lot of what has happened to me is because when people see you doing something that they want to do, and they want to shut it down because they don't want you, they don't want to see someone else succeed at something that they want to do that they're too scared to do, if that makes sense. But, like, even as a fucking kid, like, just this one strong memory that has been, kind of sitting with me the last couple days. So I have an aunt, and this aunt, sorry, I'm laughing. Just how funny. It's not funny. Like, when I speak about it, I'm like, yeah, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. But, like, this aunt, like, I know she doesn't like me, and she can say whatever. She definitely won't even fucking hear this. I don't know, maybe she will. But I don't speak to this aunt at all anymore, whatever. When I was a teenager, just a little perspective on how shitty, or just how, I won't say shitty, even though that's really the word I want to use, how broken down, like, a lot of my family is. Like, literally, I would say, like, 2% of my family is normal, like, cool. Or I say 5. Well, I'll generously say 5. And I'm talking both sides of my mom and dad's side. But anyway, I guess I didn't know this, but I found out from someone else that she would talk ill will about me when I was going through, like, my depression, like, self-harm, like, mental breakdown phase as a teenager. Like, she was speaking heavily ill will against me and about me. I think both of my aunts were, actually, is what I remember. Yeah, I think both of them were. But anyway, and these were, I just remember this aunt too. I think it was when we were younger. I don't remember exactly. But I just, you know, shit fucking sticks to you as a kid. But, like, this is how judgmental they are. And I know they still are. But she was, like, making fun of, you know, overweight people when we went to Disneyland. And just, like, really, I guess you could say, because of her insecurities and maybe, like, her low self-esteem, she just, like, doesn't like to see people happy. I don't know what it is, but yeah, basically. And I know, it must have been, I don't remember how, it must have been my first tattoo I had. No, I think I already had my 3 tattoos, so I was probably, like, 15 or 16. I just remember we went over for Christmas and whatnot and saw my tattoo, and I'm sure my dad at the time got a chewing out for that, but, you know, I'm a rebellious teenager, what are you gonna do? Whatever. But, like, I know, I literally had to block, and if you guys need to do this with family members or friends, honestly, at the end of the day, it's your fucking mental health and your progression in life. You need to block people because, you know, they see you and look at your stuff. Do it. Like, it'll be okay, I promise. So yeah, basically I had to block her because I know like, just the typical, like, shit on anyone who has tattoos. And I just also remember, I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent. I'm just gonna finish another memory that popped up on the last time. I think this was, I want to say this was the last time I, the last time period that I saw her. And I was still a minor at the time, I believe. But, like, I was working at a spa at the time, and I wasn't going to college and whatnot. And she's like, oh, you're still working at the spa? Like, just, like, this fucking bitch, you know, just like that. And just the most judgmental, like, you feel, when you have, like, a family member like that, like, you literally can't be yourself. Like, you know, be like, oh, I gotta cover up my tattoos. God forbid that she fucking sees any of my tattoos. Like, you know. And, I mean, now I'm heavily covered in, not heavily, like, well, I mean, some people would say heavily, but I feel like I mean, I'm not that tattooed up. I have a full arm sleeve, pretty much. I think it needs a little bit of work, I guess. Almost have a full leg sleeve, kind of. And my stomach done, whatever. But, you know, like, I think it's really sad that a lot of people feel like, you know, this is just physical aspects of me, but obviously, like, mental, because I was getting judgment for a lot of my physical aspects and just judgment for just literally where I fucking work. Like, you limit yourself and your authentic self because you're being judged on it, you know? And that is just my fucking aunt. So you guys can best believe what fucking happened with my parents too. you know, so just deep trauma. We just went, I just took you guys through a heavy therapy session on my part. So I apologize if any that took a toll on anyone. But it's just really sad that a lot of us most likely aren't pushing out to our full potential due to stuff like that and people like that. And at the end of the day, you're gonna fucking die. You could literally fucking die at any fucking given point. Life is not just handed to us on a silver platter. And I mean, I guess it is, but it's just so fucking sad that we limit our own potential due to fucking assholes and our family, friends, whatever, people that you've come across. But I just almost dropped my phone. We are going to take a quick little commercial break right now, actually. So we will be right back. All right. Welcome back from the commercial break. Just so sad that we allow other people's insecurities and negativity block us from living out our true potential and living out our best lives. And so many of us have so much love to give or creativity to give or stuff to give, but we limit ourselves due to fear of judgment, feel of lack of unworthiness. I mean, those are like the two main ones for me, but you know, it could be whatever. It could be whatever, you know. It's like, fuck, like, do you really want to fucking be 80 or 70 years old and look back at your life and be like, well, fucking shit, why didn't I just do that? Why didn't I just go ahead and fucking live out my fucking life? And like I said, it's intense. A lot of us just need to put in some work. But like I said, like, discipline to actually do everything in your power to live out your best life and reprogram. Oh, I'm so sorry. Reprogram yourself to be able to live out to your potential, you know? And, like, the fear of failure shouldn't stop you either, which is some, you know, something that I guess I deal with too. But, like, okay, you rather fucking work a 9-to-5 and be miserable and not even try, you know? Like, it just, like, kind of is, like, silly at the end of the day. Like, okay, bro, like, if you're gonna sit and fucking complain but not do anything about it, like, shut the fuck up. Because, you know, like, I don't know. And it's, also at the same time, it's also hard to fucking take accountability at the end of the day, too. That's something that I've come to terms with, you know, at the end of the day, no, you could, you know, you have influences in your life. And if you've heavily relied on them and whatnot, it can be difficult to sit there and take accountability and be like, well, fuck, like, this is my life, you know, like, why the fuck am I sitting here letting Bob influence my fucking, you know, like, okay, let's sit back, my fucking life, why are you letting, and Bob is just a metaphor of whoever the fuck is fucking up your life, but at the same time, it's you not, it's taking accountability, it's not Bob fucking up your life, it's you allowing Bob to fuck up your life and whatnot, like, it's, yeah, just sitting back and realizing just how much power we have and influence we have on our lives, if we literally just take a moment, not take a moment, but take some time to literally fucking come to realizations like this. And it's helped me a lot to come to these realizations. But then a lot of times, like we've just fucking explained this whole episode, a lot of times it's not only just coming to realizations, it's putting in the work to be able to move forward once you've come to this realization and being like, okay, well, now it's time to fucking make some changes and holding yourself accountable and being disciplined and just fucking doing it. Like, Nike has it right. Just do it. Like, stop letting other people dictate how you're gonna live your life and stop. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really that fucking simple. I mean, there are a million, trillion, billion excuses we can all sit and make. There's a million excuses that I can make. Like, for one, I'm pregnant, you know? Like, yeah, I could eat like a piece of shit, you know? But I'm not gonna eat like a piece of shit. And I'm, you know, actually I've done a pretty good job this last month or two because I wasn't eating 100% properly. And I, you know, didn't like the way my body was looking, whatever. And, you know, I do have someone in my family who's obsessed with my weight and keeps asking about my weight during pregnancy and how much weight have you gained. And if anyone, seriously, that is the most, like, you shouldn't even be saying that to someone, even if they're not pregnant. But respectfully, fuck you. If you're gonna sit there and I already have like major body dysmorphia, body issues that I go through due to past trauma, whatever. But if you're gonna sit there and be like, how's your weight? Like, how much weight have you gained? All this. And it's like, you can suck my fucking ass. Sorry to be aggressive on the switch sides really quick, but just that's something that really bugs me. And it's like, okay, you're very disrespectful, point blank period. You're not sitting there wondering about my well-being, you're just being a cunt. So fun to get that off my chest, but that's the fucking truth. Like, you know, just in my mind, it's like, okay, I would literally never in a million, trillion, billion fucking years be like, oh, this person's pregnant and probably dealing with a lot of other issues besides weight. I'm gonna ask how their weight is, you know, like, what the fuck is wrong with you type of thing. I don't want to get into that. But yeah, so I'm eating healthy. Yeah, fuck, man. Yeah, just take hold of your life and try not to let other people influence you, and dig deep into your fucking mind, because you could change your mind and change your habits. It's you at the end of the day. Yes, we have all these influences. We're in a fucking world where we're absorbing all this information and all these people and all these people's actions and all these different things. And it's easy to be influenced by it, but you need to come to terms with yourself. And if you want something, you're gonna just need to fucking put in the work, push out the outside noises, dig deep within yourself. Like, literally, it's all on you. So you could sit there and listen to a million different motivational shits, whatever, but at the end of the day, you need, like, it's you. You, and you. Like, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, you literally, this is your life, and life is long, but it's also short. So why live off of other people's opinions and whatnot? Just really push yourself out of your comfort zone and whatnot. So you can live out your true potential and live your best life. Do things that make you happy, that fulfill your purpose and everything. Yeah, that's today's podcast episode. A pretty interesting one. As I'm going through this journey myself, it's like, just sharing these realizations with you guys, and hopefully, you know, maybe you can get some insight on this, whatever. Especially because I don't share a lot of this shit. Oh, this plant is growing a little sprout. I love when I see that. I mean, I keep to myself, but I don't keep to myself. You know, I like to share with people, I guess. But being vulnerable is something new to me and whatnot. But, you know, coming to these realizations, I hope I can help other people come to these realizations as well, I guess. But yeah, just take some time to work on yourself. You know, you'll thank yourself in the long run. And I know it might be difficult, whatever, but hold yourself fucking accountable. You got this. You can do this. If I'm working through this and it's not, I mean, it's a slow journey for me, but everyone's journey is different. It's a slow process. I wouldn't say journey. It's been a slow but steady process of pushing back mental blocks. Like, I promise you guys can do it too. And fucking Google is your best friend, you know, like, literally fucking Google shit. Like, there's so much information out there, but also be careful of the information you pull in, whatever. But thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. If you are not already subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead and do so. Wednesdays and potentially might be adding Saturdays are the wet podcast episodes right now. And don't forget to leave a review on the podcast as well. If there's any topics you guys want me to go over, you can always tweet me at RolaxSarah. Let me know what you want me to discuss. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.